Hello, this is Janine Ria from Fundamental Focusing, and welcome to the Whole Body Focusing Series Part 4. We've already discussed the first three parts, saying hello, letting go, and revealing or accepting the ego. And today I chose to call it Say It Is So for the fourth part. Because once we get into our bodies and we've cleared a space and we've made room to go in and check things out, and we've kind of revealed or accepted the ego and know where we're at, then we have to let go of that critical side, that figuring out side, that mind that wants to see where does this fit in my life right now. We just want to say it is so and be with what is. And sometimes that's the hardest part, because we may be dealing or moving through things in our body, and it's challenging, or it may be very easy, and that all depends on what our body is showing us that day. But sometimes when it becomes challenging, we want to really see how it fits into our lives right away. While if we just let the process move on its own and flow through the body, then afterwards we can have a little, very small, not a very big figuring out analytical session with ourselves, but you know, just see how that resonates with us in our lives, where we are at that point, etc. So say it is so is just letting whatever presents itself at that moment, once we've let go and accepted what is there, what ego is trying to bring to us, and we're just hanging out with whatever is there. And just letting our body show us what is there. And it is what it is. We don't need to question it. We don't need to analyze it. We don't need to figure it out. We don't need to be critiquing ourselves while we're going through our meditations or our whole body focusing. We just need to be in the present moment and be with what is. So say it is so to me is that just being there. It's noticing. And it's coming back to all the steps, because they all intertwine and we all move through them here and there. Because when we start to hear ourselves judging and criticizing in our back of our minds, we can always just say hello and come back to that first step and let things flow, let things progress into the shifts and whatnot, and then be with what is, the way it is, without changing it, without trying to figure it out. So I feel like I'm repeating myself here, but I'm not sure how to say it in a different way. Again, experiencing it is always much more valuable and much more rewarding and much more observing, and that's where we gain more of our awareness and our insights. But really being with what is once we've gotten inside. Even if it feels icky, even if it doesn't feel quite right, even if it's just plain Jane, just silence, and we're thinking, well, what's that about? Or if it's joy and excitement when we're feeling in the dumps or down in the dumps, or our body is showing us what we need to see at that moment. Say it is so to me is just accepting what's there. We don't need to analyze and figure out how it works in our daily lives and with what we're going through. It's just being in the flow, knowing that my body knows best when I step out of the way, and that with that in mind, there's nothing much else for me to do. Sometimes I may make things that are complicated less complicated, but in this case, I can make things that are simple more complicated. And though even it is very simple to say, yeah, just be in the moment, just let go, just do nothing, be in the present. Sometimes that's more complicated for some people than anything else, because we've never been taught to do that. We've never been taught to think that way, because we've always been told that there's the solution to every problem and we can figure things out and we can work at it and we get fixed. But in this process, we're just being. And that sometimes is a complicated thing for our minds to wrap its head around. So that's my next step. Say it is so. I will see you in a few days for the meditation. And in the meantime, keep connecting to your bodies. Keep just being where you are in the present moment. Catch yourself just taking a deep breath as you move along in your day, and just wherever you are, doesn't matter, through chaos or through non-chaos or through exciting moments or not so exciting moments, just observe where you are and take note of what your body does. And all of a sudden, those little subtle things that we always miss or forget will start coming back to us and teaching us new lessons. So again, Janine Ridia from Fundamental Focusing. Hope you're enjoying your day, and definitely check us out on our Facebook page, Fundamental Focusing, and like our page if you're interested in keep following us along. Enjoy your day.